Good to see everybody out in the house of the Lord this morning. We just thank the Lord for all of His blessings. Here comes the choir's people I know. That's funny, you walked through the door about that time. But anyway, it's good to have all of you here, and just as our choir comes, we thank the Lord for all of His blessings this week, and as we come to celebrate Thanksgiving this coming week, think much about what you've got to be thankful for. God has blessed us so greatly in this land that we live and in this time that we live, even though we have hardships, it looks like, on every corner all around us. Thank God for His blessing still on us as His people, and we can be truly thankful. So let's be very thankful this week and think about the things that we are thankful for. If you will, get your white hymn book, turn to page number 192, and let's stand and sing together, "Are You Washed in the Blood?" 192 in the white.
Have you been to Jesus for a cleansing time? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed?
This morning, as we come to the Lord in prayer, let's remember the lost first and foremost. God would save them before it's everlasting too late. Let's remember our landing country, our men and women in armed services everywhere, our leaders of our country, those that's fixing to take office from the elections and different things. Let's be much in prayer for them. God direct their path. Let's also remember all those this morning that are bereaved and brokenhearted, the Moxley family, the Bill Brooks family, and also the Dallas Smith family and Willard Moxley's family. Let's remember all these in prayer this morning. Many other funeral services going to be going on also, so let's keep all these in our prayers and lift them up. Remember Edwin's mother this morning, Catherine. She's not feeling well today, so let's lift her up in prayer. And so if Edwin's phone rings today, it's because they're needing him with her. So just be much in prayer for them and lift her up in prayer. She's been in the hospital this week, still not feeling well. So remember this. Remember Pat's mother as well. And continue to pray for all the different ones going through cancer treatments. Be facing surgery. Holden will be having a lymph node removed on the 3rd of December. Stephen will be having some more spots removed from his bladder, I think, on the 10th. So let's keep all this in our prayers and remember all these. Remember Thomas Sturgill still, as he's recovering from his fall. Remember Ace Adams. Peggy had to take him down for dialysis this morning. So let's keep him in our prayers. I believe Monterey was telling me that he's lived 10 years on dialysis, so God's got a purpose for him still to be here. So continue to pray for him for his strength going through dialysis. So let's remember this. Continue to remember Miss Lucy and lift her up in prayers. Also Jean, she found out this week she didn't have cancer in her thyroid, so that's a blessing. But continue to keep her in your prayers. Any other prayer requests before we go to the Lord in prayer? Remember this little 10-year-old girl's family, and also remember ones traveling, and remember the counselors that are dealing with this and dealing with the other kids and little child's friends. So let's remember folks traveling this week. Remember Brody also. Harold Andrews, stage 4 cancer. So let's remember this. Also remember Cassandra this morning. She's not feeling well. That's why they're not here. And Olivia's been sick all week with a congestion.
May we pray for our military people?
Yes. Remember our military service people. Pray for their, I believe that was Melissa. And let's remember Jessica's. Remember Lucas also, he's been having those cluster headaches. He's had about, I think he said 22 days, and out of that 22 days of headaches out of the last 28 days. So he's been 6 days without them. So keep him in your prayers. I asked Jessica if she'd been hitting him in the head with the frying pan. She said she hadn't, so he said sometimes it felt like it, but just keep him in your prayers. Lord, touch him and remove those headaches. Anyone else? Amen. So let's remember this man. Anyone else?
Pray for our nation, the leadership of our nation.
Amen.
From City Hall to White House.
Amen. Remember all the ones that's in power over us, that God would direct our paths. So let's continue to remember Miss Black and also remember Mr. Ford there in the nursing home. Keep him in your prayers. Any others? By uplifted hand. Anyone that can and will, please gather in the altar for prayer. John, would you lead us in prayer this morning, please? Amen.
do a couple of Thanksgiving songs this morning. I hope you've got something to be thankful for this morning.
When I
man. Brother Philip, would you ask a blessing on the offering?
Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for watching over us this week. We thank you for these blessings. We ask in your name. Amen.
Amen. Next Sunday, we will be having a staffed nursery for ages birth through kindergarten. If you need to take your children out, there'll be someone in there to help you with this. There'll be a rotation of those workers that have signed up to help in the nursery. We'll be posted in the hallway. And also, our children's church ages will be from first grade through fifth grade. So if you're in those age groups there, first through the fifth, if you'd like to go to children's church, you may be able to do so. But once again and always, if your kids want to stay out here and you do too, then you're more than welcome to stay. But we do have those services provided. So remember this. Also, there is a sign-up sheet still back there, I believe, if you'd still like to help and didn't have a chance to get your name on the sheet for nursery class, they'd be glad to draft you into there if you want to sign up for that. So we appreciate that. Everyone stand to your feet and welcome each other to church this morning. Let's start making our way back to our seats. All right, let's make our way back to our seats right quickly, please. The longer you take, the longer I'll preach. We do have a sign-up sheet on the back table for our fifth Sunday night singing, which will be November the 30th. The Marshall Brothers will be back with us. They were here at homecoming, if you remember. So please, if you've just found this out, please mark it on your calendars. Come and be with us on the 30th there for the Marshall Brothers at 6 o'clock. There's also a sign-up sheet on the back table for finger foods and refreshments. I think the church is going to provide the drinks, but we're looking for the congregation to bring some food out, finger foods that night. So remember this and sign up and help us out with that. You're going to have a good time of good singing together, good time of fellowship, and we're looking forward to that together. So just remember this and be much in prayer for this and sign up and help us if you can. I think that's all the announcements I have. So at this time, I'm going to ask Sister Jamie if she would come and sing for us this morning. Amen.
And we love her, even if she does get mad at ball games.
We'll pray for her in that aspect then. All right. Let's keep them in our prayers.
I'm just going to say about Jamie, a few years ago, she said there's no way that I could ever set up that play again. I'm just thankful that God gave her the strength to do that.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know, when Jess and Will, I'll get it right in a minute, Wes, and Jill, when they first started coming too, I mean, Jill hadn't played in a while, and I asked her one Sunday if she could play, and, you know, God has used this place to have a lot of firsts for people. First time singing in public, first time playing an instrument, having the courage to sit down and play the piano. Now Caleb's coming on playing the piano. And hopefully we'll have so many piano players one of these days that every song we could switch off and have somebody else to play. I wished I could play it, but I can't carry that around to practice. So, you know, but God has blessed a lot of our folks with so many talents. And sometimes they wear many hats because others say they got the talent, let them do it. And that's why we don't have talents, because we don't exercise and step out on faith. So when we got folks that do that, I know Melissa done Vacation Bible School for several years, and Children's Church, and whenever she's needed, she just jumps in. And different ones through the whole congregation. Beth taking on the head up the food committee and something she hadn't ever done. And you know, different ones just having the courage to try something new and be a benefit to the church and a benefit to God and a blessing to come together. And it's took so much off my mind worrying about things that it's made a lot easier on me to pastor, that I don't have to worry if it's going to get done. This person's in charge, it's going to get taken care of. I don't have to worry about it. And it really is a relief, and I thank God for it and for having folks that'll stand up and sing. So I'll quit talking and let Jamie sing. And then, okay. Amen. Amen. Anyone else?
Yeah, y'all making me miss my church, because I did not realize how many people out here, you know, I move the block and make it to Georgia.
Amen.
He moved.
Amen.
And when he moves me, I'm not giving him no limit.
That's right. Amen. And we're all a part of the church, God's
Amen.
Church.
Amen.
Amen. Anyone else? Sister Jamie?
Y'all pray for me. I was going to sing Kid and Liz. You know, there's so much that I'm thankful for. I'm blessed with a wonderful family, a wonderful husband, and three beautiful boys, and health, home to live in, clothes to wear. But my most valuable, precious gift is my salvation.
Amen.
And everything else can be taken from me. And I will always have that salvation.
Amen.
I'm eternally saved, and I'm so thankful for that. And that's what this song is about. And what y'all were saying, I would do anything if I could do God's work and no one know it. You know, I would never want to take that praise and worship away from God. All that I do, I want God to get the honor and glory for. If I could hide and nobody know who's playing the piano, if I could do the things I do and nobody know who does them, I would rather it be like that, because that glory, everything I do, I really want it to be for God. And sometimes I goof and I start worrying about what man thinks, because I'm human. But that is not why we should do anything for the church. We should do it for God only.
Amen.
So y'all just pray for me. I forgot I was singing until this morning, so I didn't get to practice a lot.
There's a list up in heaven of all the shameful things I've done. Each day I ask to listen, but it's true. Yet my heavenly Father can't see those sins, no, not a one. My list is hidden because of you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for my hidden list of sin. I thank you, Lord. Oh, the price you paid for all those mistakes I've made. You've made me worthy, and I thank you, Lord. The list of crime is long that I've committed against you. Yet you placed it between the wooden beam and your hand pierced through and through. Oh, the blood you shed to cover my list with red. I'm forgiven, and I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for my hidden list of sin. I thank you, Lord. Oh, the price you paid for all those mistakes I've made. You've made me worthy, and I thank you, Lord. When the soldiers nailed you to the tree, I won the victory. Because you placed my list between your hand and that cross on Calvary. Oh, the blood you shed to cover my list with red. I'm forgiven, and I thank you, Lord.
I'm glad my list is hidden as well through the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank him, Lord. Thank the Lord that he hasn't held against us what we were guilty of. And you know, I got to do something today I hadn't done in a long time. I could button that coat. 20 pounds lighter. Gives me a lot more wind, and I know some of you can't stand that, but it's all right. The Lord has really blessed me, and I'll probably put on a pound or two this week, but I've been trying to listen to the doctors and stay off of those things I'm not supposed to partake of. Y'all pray for Sandra. She's not feeling well. She's sitting over here, I think, and cut the lights out in this little side room, feeling a little sick there. So y'all would pray for it. The Lord would remove that today from her, and she would get to feeling better soon. Turn to the book of Leviticus, chapter 7. Who don't know where that's at? Old Testament, I'll give you a hint. Near the front. Leviticus chapter 7. The word thanksgiving is mentioned 29 times in the Bible. 20 times in the Old Testament, 9 times in the New Testament. There was an offering of thanksgiving that was to be honored and to be given in the temple by the priest. There was all kinds of different offerings that were given. Sin offerings, peace offerings, heave offerings, drink offerings. Offerings of thanksgiving. One time a year they would bring in the blood and they would put it upon the goat that was chosen to bear the sins of the camp, and the blood was sprinkled upon it and it was sent out into the wilderness. That's where we get the term scapegoat. Through all these different sacrifices that were to be made for people's sins. For them giving thanks, for them giving a vow, for them giving it voluntary of their heart to be there to be obedient to what God had instructed them to, as God is speaking to Moses now, instructing him on the different sacrifices that the Levite children would be performing as the priest of the temple. Not just anyone could go in and be qualified to be able to give thanksgiving. I'm glad all that's changed today. Because of grace through Jesus Christ, the sacrifice that came and went to the cross of Calvary, thank God he made it possible that all can give thanksgiving sacrifice, that all can say, God, I thank you. And thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Thank you that when I've not even recognized what you have done for me, that you were still working. Amen. That you were performing miracles in my life that I didn't see. But thank you, Lord. But there's all these different offerings that they had to offer once a year for the atonement of sin, to bring peace and safety to their people and to have a relationship with God. They had to go and offer this in the temple. Even with the things that were done, that if it was offered in an earthen vessel after the sacrifice was made and cleaning up after everything had been done, the vessel was to be broken and destroyed if it was in an earthen vessel. I'm glad that one day this earthen vessel that houses who I am is going to be broken and destroyed, but I'm going to live on. Thank God what has sanctified me and set me apart and saved me was the blood of Jesus. Thank God I'm no longer the same, and I'm going to lay off this old clay because it's going to be broken and left aside. Now also, if there was a brazen instrument that was used, a brazen pot or bowl, it was to be scoured and rinsed and cleaned to the most purity that they could get it there in the temple. There was to be no residue left of the old sacrifice. There was orders that were given and things that had to be done in a certain order that God required for obedience of His people. Thank God when Jesus came, the sacrifice was made. Man no longer has to offer it because Jesus was offered once on the cross. He's no longer there. Thank God the power of His resurrection stands today. Thank God His blood's on the mercy seat of God and has paid my sin debt, and I don't have to go offer these blood sacrifices every year. I don't have to follow all the rules and customs that were handed down to go through. But Jesus said, love me and follow me and worship me. And guess what? As Melissa says, I don't have to, I get to. I get to. He gave me the ability to choose to love Him in return. What a love. What a Savior, what a supreme all in all, that He gave us the ability to choose, and we can choose to love Him because it's a greater love than forced to love. Now in Leviticus chapter 7 verse 1 it says, likewise, this is the law of the trespass offering. It is most holy. Now these wasn't just to be sneezed at. This wasn't something that just anybody could do. Like I said, even the priest, when he went in, he had to be in the right frame of mind. He had to be in the right spirit with God to be able to go in and offer the sacrifice. No guile, no misgivings, no sin in his life. He had to go in as perfect as we can get this side of eternity without the blood of Jesus. Because they didn't have it at this time. Jesus hadn't died on the cross. They hadn't been forgiven their sins by the blood of Jesus yet. They were looking forward to Him coming. Their obedience to the sacrifice was what paid their sin debt year after year after year, but it was never sufficient. Never. And it says it is most holy. It's most holy when we enter into the sanctuary of God. When we enter into this place, it should be holy ground. Not just because it's this building, but because it is a place that God indwells and comes to meet with us and us with Him and our spirits come together, that it should be a holy place. Now there's some places they drink their coffee, eat their donuts while they're sitting in the pew or in their chairs or whatever they've got. They come in their pajamas. Let me tell you, I think you ought to come respectable to God's house and respect to God. And if you come in respect to God, others will be able to respect you also. We've got too much of this come as you are mentality, leave as you came. Don't bother changing on the way in or out. Look like everybody else, act like everybody else, and talk foul mouth. Go out and have your big parties on Saturday night. Come into the house of God with a hangover on Sunday. That ain't the way it ought to be. That's not serving God. But it is most holy. The sacrifice here, a trespass offering. How many would be guilty? I heard a man when they started coming out talking about trespass laws and people posting. He was all upset because if his dog went on somebody else, he'd have to go get permission to get his dog off of them. Well, his dog must not listen very well if it wouldn't come back. So maybe it was bad training. But he was worried because he's going to have to go get permission from somebody to go on their land to get his dog. If we're doing the things that we ought to have got, we shouldn't worry about the law we're breaking. We should just worry about doing it the right way. Being in the will of God. Being in the will of God. We talked about Wednesday night, being single or being married. Whichever way that you are, be in the will of God. Follow Him. Have your heart settled upon Him. It says, in the place where they kill the burnt offering, shall they kill the trespass offering, and the blood thereof shall be sprinkled round about upon the altar. Sound familiar? Jesus not only was our sin offering, He was our trespass offering, because we had trespassed against God. When Adam and Eve fell in the garden, we were trespassers. We're trespassing upon this earth because this is not my home. I'm just passing through here for just a little while, and God's given me permission to be here because He put me here. He allowed me to be born here. He's given me permission to trespass on this earth. We're worried about alien life being on other planets. We need to worry about what's on this planet. And if God's got people on another planet, God help him to help them. Because He knows we've messed up enough as it is. The blood thereof shall be sprinkled round about the altar, and he shall offer it, all the fat thereof, and the rump, and the fat that covereth the inwards, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is on them, which is by the flanks, and the cow that is above the liver with the kidneys, it shall be taken away. He gave them specific orders on how they should do it. Not just any way that they decided to offer the sacrifice. There's ways that we need to come into the house of God for worship with a thankful heart. That we need to come before Him and forget and not forget to repent of our sins. Not to forget to give Him thanks for what He's done for us and all the blessings that He's given us. But to remember those things. We get so forgetful. We have so much. We've been so blessed that we take it for granted that God's always going to be there with His spoon out to feed us. Listen, have your heart right with God that He's able to feed you from His table. Be ready, in season, out of season. You say, oh preacher, that just applies to you and the Word. No, that's all of us. We've all got a mission to tell others about the sacrifice that Jesus made. That we have something truly to be thankful about. It's not just turkey and pumpkin pie and stuffing and cranberries and sweet taters. Boy, that's making me hungry. And all them other things that we celebrate about Christmas. It's not about the football game. It's not being able to go deer hunting that morning or that evening. It's about being thankful for what God has done for us in America. He gave us a land and country that we get to worship God as God directs us to. Not that someone has to force us to come. See, I couldn't drive you to church because you probably wouldn't want to go. But if you can be led to church by the Spirit of God, God can bring you and you drink. Drink of the water of life freely. Eat from the Master's table till you're full. That's one gluttony that ain't going to hurt you. Huh? Sit there at the Master's table and eat till you get full and eat some more. It ain't going to hurt you. It's going to help you. And he shall offer it all the fat thereof. We just read that. And the two kidneys read that. And the priest shall burn them upon the altar for an offering made by fire unto the Lord if it is a trespass offering. See, he's still instructing us. Every male among the priests shall eat thereof. It shall be eaten in the holy place. It is most holy. The priests were instructed that were there to eat of this burnt offering. They were to eat it in this one day. No remnant for tomorrow, but today. Thank God today is sufficient. The blessings of this day will be sufficient. The evil of this day is sufficient for this day. And my God is more than sufficient for today. Tomorrow will take care of itself. We worry. That is our human nature. We will worry. But God says we don't have to. And thank God I don't as much as I one time did. Because I've matured in Christ and know that He's got it. He will take care of it. We don't know how, we don't know when, we don't know where, but God does. But it's a most holy thing. As the sin offering is, so is the trespass offering. There is one law for them. The priest that maketh atonement therewith shall have it. And the priest that offereth any man's burnt offering, even the priest shall have to himself the skin of the burnt offering which he hath offered. And all the meat offering that is bacon in the oven, and all that is dressed in the frying pan and in the pan shall be the priest that offer it. And every meat offering mingled with oil and dry shall all the sons of Aaron have, one as much as another. They were to share it equally. Share it equally among themselves. Nobody's going to be at the head of the line and get to be first and going to gobble up everything that's on the table. Not everybody's going to get all the offering that was being made and somebody else not get a part. It was to be divided equally. Church I used to pastor, I had a deacon. I accused him of sneaking to the table while we were saying grace. He could be at the back of the room time we got grace said. He is at the table standing with his knife and his plate and his fork, ready to go to eat. Had to be first in line. Thank God in God's scheme of things, He said the first is going to be last and the last is going to be first. God loves us all the same, and He said for them to take it equally as they were to partake of this. And the sons of Aaron that were there doing the job that God commanded them. You see, this has to be a calling of God to stand in His pulpit to proclaim His Word. Not just anyone can go and do it. Oh, they can go learn how to speak. They can learn the history. They can learn the books of the Bible. They can read it and see what others have said about it. But it has to be a call of God to be able to stand and do it. To be able to answer the phone in the middle of the night and be able to go pray or whatever, to visit, go to the hospital. That's a calling of God. And it has to be, or it's going to be of none effect. We've seen many that have started out for God that have failed by the wayside. Some because they went on their calling. Some because they thought that their calling was that, but it was something even more. We have a calling in this world to share our testimony of Jesus. That we make a sacrifice in this body to tell others about Jesus. That we live, that they see us and know our sacrifice unto Him, our service. It's no great sacrifice that I can make. The sacrifice that Jesus made puts it in my heart that I want to make and to serve Him. And this is the law of the sacrifice of the peace offering which he shall offer unto the Lord. If he offer it for thanksgiving. It's easy we say grace at Thanksgiving, but how much are we truly thankful for? Do we think back over the year? You think back over this past year, how many folks have left Allegheny County by way of death? How many folks who last year this time were happy, who were well, that have left by the way of the grave? How much longer until the time of the rapture will take place and we all be gone and have a Thanksgiving in heaven? If he offer it for a thanksgiving, then he shall offer it with the sacrifice of thanksgiving, unleavened cakes mingled with oil, and unleavened wafers anointed with oil, and cakes mingled with oil, a fine flour fried. See, even with the different sacrifices, they were different components that they were to add to this, and it made significant what the offering was meant for. What it was meant for. What do we sacrifice at Thanksgiving? Our belt lined for a few days? Because we'll load the food that's there, we'll eat until we've sinned, and then we'll eat some more without truly being thankful. Besides the cakes, he shall offer for his offering leavened bread with the sacrifice of thanksgiving of his peace offering. Peace. Has there ever been true peace on planet Earth? One time for just a short period. Before sin entered in, there was peace on Earth. Ever since then, Satan has entered into the hearts of men. There's turmoil and there's trouble amongst people. There's fighting in families. There's fighting in churches. There's fighting between husbands and wives and children. There's fighting between leaders in the church. because Satan has an influence. It's called sin. They're fighting in Washington. The political parties are fighting. Let me tell you, I don't care what political party you belong to. Be a Christian first. Be saved by Jesus Christ. Pray for Him to direct your path and your decision making. Party didn't get you saved, but it can send you to hell. If you believe only in the party and not Jesus. If you are not saved by the blood of Jesus, whichever side you belong to can't get you to heaven. Being on Jesus' side is the only way. And of it he shall offer one out of the whole oblation for a heave offering unto the Lord, and it shall be the priest that sprinkleth the blood of the peace offering. And the flesh of the sacrifice of his peace offering for thanksgiving shall be eaten the same day that it is offered. He shall not leave any of it until the morning. This was to be eaten all in one setting, all in one day, to be taken care of. Nothing to be left over. Reminds me of the time when the children of Israel were traveling in the wilderness and God was giving them manna. He told them, collect enough for today, what you've got to eat, and throw out the rest that you don't get eat. Don't save it for tomorrow. What did they try to do? They tried to save it. And it was full of worms and it cankered and it smelt and it was awful. But God provided a fresh for the next day. The only day they were to gather enough for 2 days was when? Before the Sabbath. And they were to have enough to last them 2 days, and it kept. But God knew what He was doing. He said, be obedient, I'll take care of you. Go on your own, you're going to have problems. It's a simple philosophy to follow. We mess it up. We get in front of God. They told him, he said, eat it all. Don't leave anything over till the morning. But if the sacrifice of the offering be a vow or a voluntary offering, it shall be eaten the same day that it that offered the sacrifice. And on the morrow also the remainder of it shall be eaten. See, it depended on what it was offered for, on how they were to consume it and to dispose of it. He made allocations for this on how it was to be used. Once again, it broke down to obedience. Obedience. But the remainder of the flesh of the sacrifice on the third day shall be burnt with fire. 2 days was fine, the third day it was to be cleansed with fire, burnt up. Why? They felt anything after 3.5 days was unclean. God told them after 2 days, it's going to become unclean to you. You're not to partake of it. You're to burn it with fire and dispose of it. It had served its purpose. I'm glad that Jesus' sacrifice has served its purpose and continues to draw sinners to Jesus. Thank God that He's still standing with arms open wide to welcome in sinners if they will repent and come to Him. If they will only heed His call. And friend, He's still hearing Christians say, God, I'm sorry. I failed you. Oh, but He don't hear as many of those prayers as He one time did. We've got some that pray, and in their prayer most of the time they'll say, forgive me of my sin. Before they go on any further, we ask for repentance. We repent of that sin. We don't like it. We're heartbroken over it. Don't want to do it again. That's true repentance. That's true repentance. How are you going to reach heaven? Make sure there's no sin in your life. Ask for that forgiveness. If you're going to pray for somebody to recover from sickness, first you need to pray for yourself. Ask God to forgive you where you failed Him. Whatever sin, call them out by name if you can remember them and say, God, forgive me of that and help me because you know I'm weak there and help me not do that again. And God will be faithful that your prayers may be heard. But the remainder of the flesh of the sacrifice of the third day shall be burnt with fire. I'm glad the third day didn't have a hold on my Jesus. He rose from the grave. The fires of hell didn't burn Him because He went and took the keys of death and hell from Satan. Fires of hell couldn't touch Him. And thank God He can't touch me with His old fire. He can try to put the heat on, but God took care of that. I just feel air conditioning when Satan's putting on the heat. I can find peace when Satan's trying to cause turmoil. When He takes this body, I can know I'm doing something right because Satan don't like it. Let's keep on giving him a black eye. And if any of the flesh of the sacrifice of his peace offering be eaten of all on the third day, now listen, if they're disobedient, if the priest is disobedient, and he's sacrificed and eaten of this, for those that work in the temple, and if any of the flesh of the sacrifice of his peace offering be eaten at all on the third day, it shall not be accepted. Neither shall it be imputed unto him that offered it. It shall be an abomination, and the soul that eateth of it shall bear his iniquity. God said, I'm not playing around. I mean business. He's not playing around today. Some places his house has become a playground. This is serious business. Seeing people get saved is serious business. Seeing God's people grow in the Word, serious business. There's too many on the meal. Needs to be on the meat. Needs to be on the meat. The meat of the Word of God. And the flesh that touches any unclean thing shall not be eaten. It shall be burnt with fire. And as for the flesh, all that be clean shall be eaten thereof. But the soul that eateth the flesh of the sacrifice of the peace offering that pertaineth unto the Lord, having his uncleanness upon him, even that soul shall be cut off from his people. God meant business. You wasn't to be dirty and defiled when you come to offer this offering. You wasn't to be dirty and defiled when you partook of this, because God meant business. Thank God he meant business when he sent Jesus. And the business that he meant was the salvation of all mankind. That we today have the eternal hope through Jesus Christ of leaving this place that we live. Through the wonderful salvation that God has given each one of us freely if we'll receive it. The anticipation. Children are anticipating Christmas presents. They're hoping that they get this or they're hoping to get that. Thank God, I know that I'm going to have heaven one day because He told me. I'm looking forward and anticipating to see its glory. To walk on the street of gold. See gates of pearl. See that throne room of God where that rainbow is round about. And appears as an emerald. I just can't imagine. That's why these old bodies work out. God knows they couldn't stand in heaven. You got a new one waiting. One to stand in the presence. No hurt feet. No blinded eyes. No problems that these bodies know. But the sacrifice of thanksgiving was important. It had its place in the Levitical law that God has given us. And we can still go back and be the schoolmaster to teach us how important God did the heart of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, like I said, has been 29 times in the Bible total. 20 in the Old Testament, 9 in the New. Maybe that should be a study for you this week. Go find all those different times it's mentioned. And look at what he was saying, be thankful for. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Enter into his house, enter into his praise with thanksgiving. With thanksgiving. With our hearts today. Sinner friend, if you're here and you're lost, your heart can't be in thanksgiving. You can be thankful. You need to surrender to God that you can be truly thankful for the salvation of Jesus. The salvation that came and gave on the cross of Calvary that you don't have to die and go to hell. And then suffer the second death, eternal separation from God. Eternal separation from God. That you can be called home. He's got a place waiting for you. He's waiting to write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. But that is your spirit. Can't be blotted out, can't be changed, can't be taken by someone else. There's not going to be any identity theft in heaven. Nobody's going to get on your name. Because God knows even the hairs of your head. What a great God to serve. And to get off of invitation ready this morning. Are you saved? Are you washed in blood as we talked earlier? present the atonement for sin. Jesus sprinkled his blood upon the altar of God for the atonement of my sin. And not only my sin, but your sin. And everyone's sin that's ever heard Jesus talk, their name that has repented and come to him and covered their sin. And even those not called in the name of Jesus, there's enough blood on the altar of God to cover their sin if they will only repent and come to Jesus. This salvation is sufficient for that. As we play a song of invitation, in one minute, do you see? All the time. All eyes closed. Rest your fear this morning and your own son of Jesus. Don't let the leaf discuss God with God. He's not standing at the door. If you love the God, I'll come into you. And I will be your God and you will be my child. Now let's paraphrase what the Bible tells us. Jesus said, if you'll come to me, I'll save you. There's one here this morning. Lift your hand and say, preacher, I'm lost. Pray for me. Friends, it won't save you, but it's the first step in realizing that you need Jesus. You need him in your life if you don't know him. Be one